When Ellen DeGeneres came out last spring in real life and on her sitcom, it put her mother Betty in the spotlight. People wanted to know her reaction to her daughter's sexual orientation. So there can be no doubt, Betty DeGeneres has become a gay rights advocate. She's now a spokesperson for the National Coming Out Project of the gay rights group, the Human Rights Campaign. Fans of the sitcom saw what it was like when the character Ellen came out to her mother. I asked Betty DeGeneres what it was like when Ellen came out to her.
21 years ago, we were walking on the beach together at my sister's house on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. And I'm sure it was a big family gathering. We went there a lot for Thanksgiving and Christmas. And she told me she was gay. And she cried when she told me. I suppose knowing or thinking that I would be very upset, knowing the way society feels about this. And we hugged, and I suppose I went through all the emotions that most parents do go through, which is why they can relate to me. For me, it was a process of educating myself and learning what this really meant, and always accepting and loving her.
Until recently, Ellen wasn't out professionally. And I'm wondering if you had certain parameters in your life of people who you could tell and people who you couldn't, because Ellen was, you know, becoming an increasingly public person who had this big secret.
Right. Yes, I worked, and she was becoming more and more famous. And when people found out that I was her mother, they'd want to know details, you know, that maybe they wouldn't ordinarily know. And, of course, they'd always want to know if she was married. And my stock answer was, she's married to her profession. She's married to her career. So that was kind of an easy out. My very closest friends knew that Ellen was gay. But as far as just everybody knowing it, either they had an inkling on their own. Certainly there were little leaks in tabloids through the years, and some people said, yeah, they could tell that she was, but it wasn't out officially. And Ellen had said up until the time she came out that her private life was her private life, which it is. But there's a difference in that and feeling like you have to hide who you are.
What were some of the most surprising reactions that you got when Ellen came out on television, when the character came out?
I think maybe we were surprised at the positive response. So many people just were so positive about it. They appreciated the quality of the show and her honesty. She was always the girl next door type anyway. And sometimes the girl next door is gay. And that's real life. And I think maybe the really historic nature of it, we really didn't realize what a huge thing it would be. That it would actually save lives is what Ellen has been told, and I have as I travel and meet people, and psychologists have told me this, and it was a big reason she did it, was for teenagers who get such negative messages, and the suicide rate is higher among gay teenagers, and that's why she wanted to come out and show that you can be a very happy, productive, normal person and be gay.
Now, I'm also wondering what it's like to be the mother of a daughter who has a sitcom playing a character very much like herself with parents. So in other words, you have a shadow figure on this sitcom,
well,
too.
In a way, but Alice Herson is a very good actress and, in fact, is a good friend of mine. We've become good friends. And I hate to think that her character is modeled after me in any way, because she's kind of ditzy in ways. And it is interesting to sit there and watch the things they go through, and sometimes they're very funny, and Ellen Morgan gets exasperated with her mother, which I guess Ellen DeGeneres maybe does too sometime, I don't know.
Now, Ellen Morgan's mother pressured her to date and to marry and to wear skirts before Ellen Morgan came out. Did you ever do that?
Oh, maybe I did a long time ago. Of course, in high school, she did date, and she had boyfriends and wore skirts, as a matter of fact. But then by after high school, the boyfriends and the skirts both went by the wayside.
You know, I interviewed your daughter a couple of years ago when her book came out.
Oh.
And I had kind of, you know, heard through the grapevine that she was gay but not out. So, you know, I certainly wasn't going to ask her about that. But I did feel in the interview that she had to be very circumspect about what she could say. And that even a lot of her material as a comic was kind of at arm's distance. I felt that maybe there were a lot of things that she... A lot of, like, real parts of real life or about her real life that she could really be very funny about, but that she couldn't talk about for fear of betraying her secret. And I'm wondering if you think there's much truth in that.
Probably. I think there probably is, especially back when she was doing stand-up. And so many of the comedians, you know, did sexual jokes, and female comedians especially did... typical female things and the boyfriend things, but hers was always more just her musings on her skewed outlook on life and in everyday situations, and I think people always appreciated that.
So it must have been hard for her as a comic, though, to not be able to do this kind of first-person observation humor that most comics can do.
Well, but she did, just in different areas, you know, like with waiting for elevators or all the airplane, you know, humor, her jokes, and her phone call to God, which was so popular.
Well, okay, let me stop you right there. The phone call to God, this is one of the monologues that helped establish her. And the phone call to God was really about a roommate who was killed in a car accident when Ellen was, I guess, in her 20s. And the phone call to God is basically talking to God about, you know, how come this wonderful person was taken by you and all these kind of, like, fleas and lice get to live.
Right. Except she never said that part. She just asked why there were fleas. She didn't, you know, say that other part, but that is what brought it on.
But she couldn't ever say that this roommate was also her lover.
No.
So even that routine, which established her, had something very private and hidden at the center of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So the last I heard, Ellen's ratings weren't as good as hoped, and the show seemed to be in a little bit of danger. What are your fears about that?
Well, that's the last I've heard, too. Ellen has not had the official word from ABC. Her own feeling is that it is not coming back in the fall, and she'll be moving on to other projects, which is sad. She really wanted to come back for one more year, and that would have been really, really nice. You know, they wanted to end it in a way that made sense. But it's looking like maybe it won't come back.
What impact did Ellen's success have on your own self-image and on your own goals for yourself when you saw how far she could go?
Oh, that's interesting. I think I accomplished a few things, but certainly nothing like she had done. And I was there from the very beginning, you know, of when she appeared at a coffee house at the University of New Orleans and just starting out and watching it grow just little by little, just gradually achieving what she has. It was really something. I'm kind of a late bloomer. I only went to LSU in Baton Rouge for 2 years, way back right after high school. So I went back to college after I was 50 years old and got my bachelor's degree, and then went to graduate school and got my master's, and became a speech pathologist and practiced for, 10 years or so. I just retired from Cedars-Sinai out here about 2 years ago, and have been practicing privately and on call at the hospital as they need me. But now, with all of this, I had to really retire. So we kind of keep busy in our family.
Well, Betty DeGeneres, I want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry. It's been delightful.
Betty DeGeneres is spokesperson for the National Coming Out Project of the gay rights group, the Human Rights Campaign.